Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's like, oh, or for example, with the Sandy, the give me the town.
Eight.
What's that? Newtown.
Newton.
Yeah, Newtown. And with the shooting that took place and the massacre, we got to quit calling these evil people who grab guns and massacre people shooters, because shooting is not wrong, target shooting and that type of thing. But they're going and massacring people. And we're going to talk more about Pavlov's dog a little bit. But these actors made a video immediately and started acting out and saying, you know, one actor after another, showing their faces and saying that we've got to stop this. We've got to have gun control. This is just, you know, the next, those guys, you know, got to do something.
The next person comes on to try to make a Hollywood deal, you know, it's name by name, Newton, Colorado, Newtown.
You know, there was those movies years ago where, you know, this lady's falling in love with this man or whatever, and he's going to say something in those black and white movies, and she would look at him, and she would just go, shh, don't say nothing. Because if he's going to say something, he's going to run it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like these actors, like, shh, don't say nothing. We're finding out what you're made of. It's like, oh, my goodness, you're a sleeper cell. Anyway, so then right after that, because we're so blinded, we don't even see this, somebody goes on, and we'll make this available on the VFN Torch for you. You can go to VFNTV.com. But they took that movie that same next day, and these actors, like Jamie Foxx, who's saying, oh, please don't, you know, we got to stop this, got gun controls, and you'll see it. Then all of a sudden, instead of going to the next actor, they just clip a segment in there that has all of his movies, clips of his movies, where he's murdering people, massacring people, shooting them, blowing. And it's like, and then it goes to the next actor who says that statement as if it means something. And it goes to their movies.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, it's Hollywood and these games and all these different things that are just pushing all these imageries into everybody's face. But definitely these young moldable minds who are just taking it on a daily basis. We're going to talk about those digital games in just a moment after this. And John, we were talking about the shootings that are taking place, the massacre that took place, maybe reword that, up in Newtown. And today is the day that the children go back to a brand new school. They renamed the school, their school, I believe it's called Sandy Elementary. And they just, the whole town came together and just did a wonderful thing about working, painting, creating security systems. It's probably the safest school in the world right now.
Yeah.
And which is totally wonderful. And how they're going to be able to end the principal that was there that retired 2 years prior to that, she's back. They even used similar desks, and they try to set everything up where the children can have the most peace. You know, I personally believe they should have had separate rooms so the parents could go sit in those rooms while their kids were in the in other classes, because the parents are going through just as much turmoil now, because they're having, you know, trust my kid to the government and the school system.
Right.
You know, I need to be there somewhere in the midst of this. They should have created some place where the parents could just kind of stay on campus and kind of out of sight. And maybe the kids wouldn't necessarily know about it. But I was watching this poor mother that I could just empathize how she's feeling. It's like to let you go and get on this bus or go in this building. I mean, I was thinking, man, it would have been good to have the parents, a place for them to go, not to sit hovering over the classroom, because that would cause the kids not to get the experience they need to be able to break any kind of mindsets. But it's just like, oh, my goodness, it's really tough. We need to remember them in our prayers, the parents and the children. But when you think about what happened, people started using words like shooter and shooter, when they describe these people who come in and do these massacres in these schools and these malls. We need to call it a massacre. We need to call it killer. We don't need to call a shooter. Shooting is not evil. Shooting is how you get dinner. Shooting is what you do in sports. Shooting is what you do when you're in a paintball type thing. Shooting is what you do at the fair when you're trying to win a stuffed animal. You know, shooting is what you do when you're out deer hunting or you're out hunting squirrel. But massacre is not what you do when you're hunting for deer. Massacre is when people come in and just killer. They just start doing this mass killings. And I immediately, you know, I was just talking about it prior to the break, that, you know, these actors like Jamie Foxx and other ones, they got together, or somebody got them together and started making a video or a movie right away, a commercial spot, to be able to begin to push the agenda. And that's what's going on now. They want to push the agenda. They're messing with the First Amendment. Now they're messing with the Second. And they want to have gun control. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about one actor after another going, listen, you know, Jamie Foxx would come on. He says, listen, we need to do something about this. Matter of fact, we're going to make this video available to you, hopefully, on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch to see it. But you got to see it, because one actor after another, you know, says the same thing basically from a different viewpoint. We need gun control, need gun control, need gun control. Well, you know, it's kind of, I really believe that the minds of men, they are blinded. That's what Paul tells us, that the god of this world, Satan, has blinded the mind of the unbeliever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my goodness, your mind is blind. Because these are the guys that make movies with mass massacres in them. And they are the actual ones who are doing the killing. And so what somebody did, I don't know who it was, but they took the very same commercial and they edited in between the actors some segments of the movies they were in as they are the one doing the massacres. I mean, evil things these actors are doing, mm-hmm. and playing in people's homes and on their televisions and the theaters. And all the media devices where they're streaming these movies, what's it, Netflix and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. This evilness has come, it's them. Mm-hmm. And you see it, you can see that Jamie Foxx, who makes that one statement, but when they clip in his movies, I mean, he's blowing a man's head off, he's shooting somebody in the heart, he's cold killing everything. There's a statement saying he's going to kill all the white people or something like that they have in there. And everybody's applauding, and then they have some other actor say something, and it's like, you're the problem. Mm-hmm. You're the problem. And I think about, you know, Pavlov's dog, you know, Ivan Pavlov, when you think about his studies, and from what I understand, this is what happened, was that one of the things that he did was he would ring a bell. He's trying to find out how we work and how our bodies receive things or whatever. And he had a dog, and the dog, he would ring a bell, and then he would feed the dog. And then he would ring the bell, and he'd feed the dog. Mm-hmm. To the point when he would ring the bell, the dog would automatically begin to salivate. Because the bell to him meant there was about to be food. Mm-hmm. That's how we work. You know it is. You know about. You know how, that's how we work. You know, when I think about my days in law enforcement, we did virtual training. We had to set things up, and we had to go through scenarios, and today's technology, where they basically are going through video experiences to be able to see what it's like and train, so they're ready to kill someone when they have to kill someone and not kill the other person. They're trained to do that. And, you know, based on my understanding, when I was just listening recently to someone who has the experience in reviewing what happened in each of these school shootings over the years, that these guys, these young boys, these young kids, they're so well trained in shooting that they're hitting their mark every single time. Nobody shoots like that. I worked with law enforcement for 10 years. Ooh. There was deputies didn't shoot anywhere near that because they didn't have that kind of training that these young people have. These young people today train 4 to 5 hours a day, or whatever, how many hours they're staying on those virtual training machines that are causing them to salivate, mm-hmm. you know, when these things happen, and it's creating in them, you know, ever how a man thinks he is, so is he in his heart. You can't kill people all day long. You can't mm-hmm. kill them all day long in your head and in your heart and think that in your heart you're not going to have murder in your heart.
All right.
Proof positive. You can't watch pornography all day long and think you're going to be pure.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. how we're designed.
Right.
Jesus said this. He says, if you've done it in your heart, you've done it. Mm-hmm. So you can't do that. You can't sit here and play a game where you're running from a police officer and he's chasing you in this virtual world, and you're going through all those feelings of escaping and running and driving through traffic, and it's so virtual now, it's so real that you're salivating like Pavlov's yeah. dog. And then all of a sudden, the first thing that hits you, the same way that it would hit an officer, is what you've been training to do.
Mm.
And so I would say, based on my experience in law enforcement, based on Pavlov's experiment, based on, a former psych teacher at, I won't bring him up. Just based on reality, based on my experience in military, when they train me to do what I do in the military and what they're training people to do to kill, they had to train people to kill. You know, in World War II, based on that, people just couldn't kill people. It was hard. And that's a good thing. Today, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Right.
But people just couldn't pull the trigger. And they realized we're going to have to help people break that barrier inside them. So they begin to practice. Instead of having targets like, round targets, circle targets, they started having silhouettes of human beings. Uh-huh. And the targets had to look like human. They had to get used to what it's like to shoot the human war. And think about it, in World War II, there was so much inside of a man good, even though that he could not see himself killing another man.
Wow.
And today we have children. This is a new thing. This is not something that's been going... We have a new thing. The children are going in, and not only do they have no issue with killing one child, but they kill the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And this is pretty graphic, and you don't want to hear this. You probably want to step aside, but not turn your radio off for a moment. But coming from the experience, I remember I'll just talk about one incident where a man was shot with a shotgun, an adult, shot with a shotgun in his face. And it was removed. There was nothing there. So when you see this shooter going into these schools like Columbine, going in the library, and he takes that young kid and points a shotgun at that young kid and shoots him or her in the face, it's removed. And they begin to gasp for air, and they go through all this turmoil, and as they're going into this dying process, but then he goes to another one. There's nothing inside of him that connected that you just murdered a human being. And then he does another one, and then he shoots another one. Nothing connects that this is evil. This is bad. You just took a life, and that's Columbine. That was technology way ago. And today, the videos and the murder and it's just every day they just come home and they just start shooting people and grabbing wire and choking people out and. They pick the weapons and they pick the evil, how they want to do away with life. And there's a way in games that's reported that, when you have to, you play a game, you say, let's just start over again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way you do that is you go ahead, instead of them killing you, you kill yourself. And then the game starts over again once you die. I haven't privy to, but I was in law enforcement. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the real deal, not the virtual deal. Mm-hmm. But, And I had to stay on top of my own home. And when those things are coming with kids, I'd have to say, no, you're not here. Did it, you never know what, but you got to stand up and say what's right, even though it may not be followed. You just can't have your kids killing people all day long. We're training killers. I'm telling you, we're training killers. We're training killers right now in this one moment in time in American history. We are training our young people, and there's grown folk, too, that are playing it all day long, but the moldable mind of a young person, that we're training them to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people played chess. Some people played checkers. Some people played asteroids. And some people played murder. I mean, it's like, what's the difference in murdering or pornography? What's the difference in you shooting? I'm not talking about you're in some shooting game, not a murdering game, not a massacre game, but a shooting game where you're shooting deer, where you're, you're shooting that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're actually shooting and killing people, this is just not right.
Mm.
And it changes the human psyche, just like it did Pavlov's dog. The bell rang, he salivated. When somebody puts a real gun in their hand after virtually practicing killing people for so long, they begin to salivate. They begin to experience everything. And the fact that you could shoot one is terrible, but the fact that you could see that and go to another person and do that is the epitome of evil. And we are training millions, millions, millions. Well, what's going to happen if the power goes out? Well, in New York, they'll just go break into houses where the guns are because they know where they're at, right?
Since they've been published, right.
Since they've been published. And begin to continue to play the game, but now do it real. I mean, these kids, according to one of those experts in Columbine, that this kid was an expert shot. Every single shot landed. Every single shot landed. That don't even happen with officers. Check out what happened at the Empire State Building, you know, last year with NYPD, right?
Yeah.
But every shot landed. That's just amazing. What are we doing? We have to understand a monster has been created in America. It's based off of greed because somebody's making money off selling that game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, somebody's making money off of, you know, getting somebody addicted to that and are driven by that. And it's the breakdown of the family. It's going to boil down to, you know, the church. We're going to have to begin to be the family again. We got to quit trying to be podiatrists and neurosurgeons and whatever. We're going to have to get back to be the whole family again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ushering your children off to the whatever, and ushering your wife off to the whatever, and the husband off to the whatever. We got to come together again and learn how to be family. The plumb line for America is a repented church walking before God. They're the value plumb line where we begin to live in the values of God. It's not going to change because we make some laws. It's not going to change. And I was just listening to a presidential historian, you know, talking about, you know, most presidents have always lived not for some agenda per se. They just live for that one day, whatever the numbers were saying, whatever the masses were saying at that time. They could not go further than a day in their planning because there were so many focal groups and all the stuff that would come in that they had to put these fires out. They don't even go further than a day. That kind of government is not going to solve this problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to solve it. It's just not going to solve it at all. So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you now to begin to pray about saying, you know, I'm going to make my home a safe home. I'm going to make my home a safe home. Does that mean that, you know, your children are going to not sneak out and, you know, or sneak in some sort of whatever? Well, they have to do it against your will. You know, let you have a will that says, you know, not in my house. Does that mean if you stand out and tell the world, nobody's going to steal my car?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't mean your car's not going to be stolen. It means that you don't want your car stolen, and you made a stand for that. And if it gets stolen, it's stolen against your will. You need to have a godly will in your home and say, listen, this is how our home's going to be. It doesn't mean that that's how it's going to go, but take a stand for God. Take a stand for what's right. It's time for us to begin to really think about rebooting, going back to the original tent. And the key to America turning is for the church to take a stand. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. And we were talking about the shootings that are taking place, the massacre that took place, let me reword that, up in Newtown. And today is the day that the children go back to a brand new school. They renamed the school, their school, I believe it's called Sandy Elementary, and they just, the whole town came together and just did a wonderful thing about working, painting, creating security systems. It's probably the safest school in the world right now.
Yeah.
And which is totally wonderful. And how they're going to be able to, and the principal that was there that retired 2 years prior to that, she's back. They even used similar desks, and they try to set everything up where the children can have the most peace. You know, I personally believe they should have had separate rooms so the parents could go sit in those rooms while their kids were in other classes, because the parents are going through just as much turmoil now because they're having, you know, trust my kid to the government and the school system.
Right.
You know, I need to be there somewhere in the midst of this. They should have created some place where the parents could just kind of stay on campus.
Yeah.
And kind of out of sight, and maybe the kids wouldn't necessarily know about it. But I was watching this poor mother that I could just empathize how she's feeling. It's like to let you go and get on this bus or go in this building. I mean, I was thinking, man, it would have been good to have the parents, a place for them to go, not to sit hovering over the, the classroom, because that would cause the kids not to get the experience they need to be able to break any kind of mindsets. But it's just like, oh my goodness, it's really tough. We need to remember them in our prayers, the parents and the children. But when you think about what happened, people started using words like shooter and shooter when they describe these people who come in and do these massacres in these schools and these malls. We need to call it a massacre. We need to call it killer. We don't need to call it shooter. Shooting is not evil. Shooting is how you get dinner. Shooting is what you do in sports. Shooting is what you do when you're in a paintball type thing. Shooting is what you do at the fair when you're trying to win a stuffed animal. You know, shooting is what you do when you're out deer hunting or you're out hunting squirrel. But massacre is not what you do when you're hunting for deer. Massacre is when people come in and just kill her. They just start doing those mass killings. And immediately, you know, I was just talking about it prior to the break that, you know, these actors like Jamie Foxx and other ones, they got together or somebody got them together and started making a video or a movie right away, a commercial spot, to be able to begin to push the agenda. And that's what's going on now. They want to push the agenda. They're messing with the First Amendment. Now they're messing with the Second. And they're wanting to have gun control. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about one actor after another going, listen, you know, Jamie Foxx would come on. He says, listen, we need to do something about this. Matter of fact, we're going to make this video available to you, hopefully, on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch to see it. But you got to see it because one actor after another, you know, says the same thing basically from a different viewpoint. We need gun control, need gun control, need gun control. Well, you know, it's kind of, I really believe that the minds of men, they are blinded. That's what Paul tells us, that the God of this world, Satan, has blinded the mind of the unbeliever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my goodness, your mind is blind. Because these are the guys that make movies with mass massacres in them. And they are the actual ones who are doing the killing. And so what somebody did, I don't know who it was, but they took the very same commercial and they edited in between the actors some segments of the movies they were in as they are the one doing the massacres. I mean, evil things these actors are doing and playing in people's homes and on their televisions and the theaters. And all the media devices where they're streaming these movies, what's it, Netflix and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. This evilness has come, it's them. Mm-hmm. And you see it, you can see that Jamie Foxx, who makes that one statement, but when they clip in his movies, he's blowing a man's head off, he's shooting somebody in the heart, he's cold killing everything. There's a statement saying he's going to kill all the white people or something like that they have in there. And everybody's applauding, and then they have some other actor say something, and it's like, you're the problem. Mm-hmm. You're the problem. And I think about, you know, Pavlo's dog, you know, Pavlo, you know, Ivan Pavlo, when you think about his studies, and from what I understand, this is what happened was that one of the things that he did was he would ring a bell. He's trying to find out how we work and how our bodies receive things or whatever. And he had a dog, and the dog, he would ring a bell, and then he would feed the dog. And then he would ring the bell, and he'd feed the dog. Mm-hmm. To the point when he would ring the bell, the dog would automatically begin to salivate. Because the bell to him meant there was about to be food. Mm-hmm. That's how we work. You know it is. You know about. You know how, that's how we work. You know, when I think about my days in law enforcement, we did virtual training. We had to set things up, and we had to go through scenarios and today's technology where they basically are going through video experiences to be able to see what it's like and train. So they're ready to kill someone when they have to kill someone and not kill the other person. They're trained to do that. And, you know, based on my understanding, when I was just listening recently to someone who has the experience in reviewing what, happened in each of these school shootings over the years, that these guys, these young boys, these young kids, they're so well trained in shooting that they're hitting their mark every single time. Nobody shoots like that. I worked with law enforcement for 10 years. Ooh. There was deputies didn't shoot anywhere near that because they didn't have that kind of training that these young people have. These young people today train 4 to 5 hours a day or whatever, how many hours they're staying on those virtual training machines that are causing them to salivate, mm-hmm. you know, when these things happen. And And it's creating in them, you know, ever how a man thinks he is, so is he in his heart. You can't kill people all day long. You can't kill them all day long in your head and in your heart and think that in your heart you're not going to have murder in your heart.
Right.
Proof positive. You can't watch pornography all day long and think you're going to be pure.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's how we're designed.
Right.
Jesus said this. He says, if you've done it in your heart, you've done it. Mm-hmm. So you can't do that. You can't sit here and play a game where you're running from a police officer and he's chasing you in this virtual world. And you're going through all those feelings of escaping and running and driving through traffic, and it's so virtual now, it's so real that it's you're salivating like Pavlov's dog. And then all of a sudden, the first thing that hits you, the same way that it would hit an officer, is what you've been training to do. And so I would say, based on my experience in law enforcement, based on Pavlov's experiment, based on a former psych teacher at, I won't bring him up. Just based on reality, based on my experience in military, when they train me to do what I do in the military and what they're training people to do to kill, they had to train people to kill. You know, in World War II, based on that, people just couldn't kill people. It was hard. And that's a good thing. Today, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Right.
But people just couldn't pull the trigger. And they realized, we're going to have to help people break that barrier inside them. So they begin to practice instead of having targets like, round targets, circle targets. They started having silhouettes of human beings. Uh-huh. And the targets had to look like human. They had to get used to what it's like to shoot the human war. And think about it, in World War II, there was so much inside of a man good, even though...
Wow.
That he could not see himself killing another man.
Wow.
And today we have children. This is a new thing. This is not something that's been going. We have a new thing. The children are going in, and not only do they have no issue with killing one child, but they kill the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And this is pretty graphic, and you don't want to hear this. You probably want to step aside, but not turn your radio off for a moment. But coming from the experience, I remember I'll just talk about one incident where a man was shot with a shotgun, an adult shot with a shotgun in his face, and it was removed. There was nothing there. So when you see this shooter going into these schools like Columbine, going into the library, and he takes that young kid and points a shotgun at that young kid and shoots him or her in the face, it's removed. And they begin to gasp for air, and they go through all this turmoil, and as they're going into this dying process, but then he goes to another one. There's nothing inside of him that connected that you just murdered a human being. And then he does another one, and then he shoots another one. Nothing connects that this is evil, this is bad, you just took a life. And that's Columbine. That was technology way ago. And today, the videos and the murder and it's just every day they just come home and they just start shooting people and grabbing wire and choking people out, and they pick the weapons and they pick the evil, how they want to do away with life. And there's a way in games that's reported that, when you play a game, you say, let's just start over again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way you do that is you go ahead, instead of them killing you, you kill yourself, and then the game starts over again once you die. I haven't privy to, but I was in law enforcement. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the real deal, not the virtual deal. Mm-hmm. But I had to stay on top of my own home. And when those things are coming with kids, I had to say, no, you're not here. Did it, you never know what, but you got to stand up and say what's right, even though it may not be followed. You just can't have your kids killing people all day long. We're training killers. I'm telling you. We're training killers right now in this one moment in time in American history. We are training our young people, and there's grown folk too that are playing it all day long. But the moldable mind of a young person, that we're training them to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people play chess. Some people play checkers. Some people played Asteroids, and some people played Murder. It's just, it's like, what's the difference in murdering or pornography? What's the difference in you shooting? I'm not talking about you're in some shooting game, not a murdering game, not a massacre game, but a shooting game where you're shooting deer, where you're, you know, you're shooting that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're actually shooting and killing people, this is just not right.
Mm.
And it changes the human psyche, just like it did Pavlov's dog. The bell rang, he salivated. When somebody puts a real gun in their hand after virtually practicing killing people for so long, they begin to salivate. They begin to experience everything. And the fact that you could shoot one is terrible, but the fact that you could see that and go to another person and do that is the epitome of evil. Mm. And we are training millions, millions, millions. Well, what's going to happen if the power goes out? Well, in New York, they'll just go break into houses where the guns are because they know where they're at, right?
Since they've been published, right.
Since they've been published. And begin to continue to play the game, but now do it real. Mm. I mean, these kids, according to one of those experts in Columbine, that this kid was an expert shot. Every single shot landed. Mm. Every single shot landed. That don't even happen with officers. Check out what happened at the Empire State Building, you know, last year with NYPD, right?
Yeah.
But every shot landed. That's just amazing. What are we doing? We have to understand a monster has been created in America. It's based off of greed because somebody's making money off selling that game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, somebody's making money off of, you know, getting somebody addicted to that and are driven by that. And it's the breakdown of the family. It's going to boil down to, you know, the church. We're going to have to begin to be the family again. We got to quit trying to be podiatrists and neurosurgeons and whatever. We're going to have to get back to be the whole family again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ushering your children off to the whatever, and ushering your wife off to the whatever, and the husband off to the whatever. We got to come together again and learn how to be family. The plumb line for America is a repentant church walking before God. They're the value plumb line where we begin to live in the values of God. It's not going to change because we make some laws. It's not going to change. And I was just listening to a presidential historian, you know, talking about, you know, most presidents have always lived not for some agenda per se. They just live for that one day. Whatever the numbers were saying, whatever the masses were saying at that time, they could not go further than a day in their planning because there were so many focal groups and all the stuff that would come in that they had to put these fires out. They don't even go further than a day. That kind of government is not going to solve this problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to solve it. It's just not going to solve it at all. So I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you now to begin to pray about saying, you know, I'm going to make my home a safe home. I'm going to make my home a safe home. Does that mean that, you know, your children are going to not sneak out and, you know, or sneak in some sort of whatever? Well, they have to do it against your will. You know, let you have a will that says, you know, not in my house. Does that mean if you stand out and tell the world, nobody's going to steal my car?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't mean no, your car's not going to be stolen. It means that you don't want your car stolen, and you made a stand for that. And if it gets stolen, it's stolen against your will. You need to have a godly will in your home and say, listen, this is how our home's going to be. It doesn't mean that that's how it's going to go, but take a stand for God. Take a stand for what's right. It's time for us to begin to really think about rebooting, going back to the original tent, and the key to America turning is for the church to take a stand. And we'll talk about that in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.